The interior of Minor Transgression's umbilical glowed red as its penetrator tip burned into the alien vessel. Through the semi-transparent walls, Dadaab could see lasers scarring on the vessel's propulsion unit, black slash marks from Chur-Uyar's comprehensive crippling. "How can she be so calm?" Dadaab groaned, looking down the umbilical at the shipmistress. She stood behind Jar, one clawed hand resting on the grip of her holstered plasma pistol, like a Kigyar pirate queen of old, poised for boarding action. The other two Kigyar crewmen standing just behind her were less composed. Both of them fiddled with their energy cutlasses, pink crystal shards used as melee weapons. Dadaab wondered if the crewmen, like him, realized they were doomed. He imagined Chur-Uyar would succeed in removing the relic, though some had proven to be quite dangerous even in the Prophet's deft hands. Then she would probably jump right into the thick of Covenant space, where her relic would show as one of countless others, and quickly find a buyer before raising any ministry suspicions. It was a plausible plan, but Dadaab knew he and any other unnecessary witnesses would be dead long before it was completed. In his case, immediately after he transmitted a false accounting of the number of luminations in the alien system. The umbilical dimmed as its penetrator tip finished its burn through the hull. The end of the passage irised open to reveal a shimmering energy field. "Have the Hurragok check the pressure," Chur-Uyar said, glancing back at Dadaab. The deacon turned and signed to Lighter Than Some behind him. "Check, air, equal." Before they boarded the alien vessel, they needed to be sure there was a balance between the umbilical's atmosphere and that of the ship's hold. If there wasn't, they might be torn apart as they passed through the field. The Hurragok floated nonchalantly past Dadaab. For Lighter Than Some, this was just another opportunity to be helpful. It checked the sensors governing the field and loosed a satisfied bleat. Jar wasted no time jumping through.
"It is safe,"
the Kigyar male announced via his signal unit. Chur-Uyar motioned the other male crewman forward, then slipped through the field, followed closely by Lighter Than Some. Dadaab took a deep breath and offered a silent prayer for the Prophet's forgiveness. Then he too passed into the alien vessel. Its hold wasn't nearly as packed as the first one they'd encountered. Instead of floor-to-ceiling containers of fruit, the space was dominated by a single piece of cargo. A towering machine with six massive wheels. On the front of the machine was a beam, wider than the machine itself, fitted with tooth-like spikes, each twice as tall as Dadaab. Most of the machine's internal parts were shrouded by yellow and blue painted metal, but here and there Dadaab saw exposed circuits and pneumatics. Above the toothed beam were a series of raised, bright metal symbols. J-O-T-U-N. Dadaab cocked his head. If the symbols were Forerunner, he hadn't ever seen them. But he wasn't too surprised. He was just a lowly deacon, and there were countless holy mysteries he had yet to understand.
"Tell the Hurragok to investigate,"
Chur-Uyar snapped, pointing at the machine. Dadaab clapped his paws together to get Lighter Than Some's attention. "Find relic." The Hurragok ballooned the largest of its sacks, increasing its buoyancy. As it rose above one of the machine's large wheels, it vented a smaller chamber, propelling itself through a curtain of multicolored wires. The shipmistress directed Jar and the other crewmen to a pile of plastic crates strapped to the floor near the back of the vehicle. Eagerly clattering their bony jaws, the Kigyar leapt to their task, prying open the topmost boxes with quick jabs and swift pulls of their claws. Soon, they disappeared in a flurry of soft, white packing material.
"Make yourself useful, Deacon,"
Chur-Uyar snapped.
"Collect the vessel's signal unit."
Dadaab bowed and scampered around the machine to the rear of the hold. The elevator platform worked the same as before, and soon he was rising up to the passage that led to the command cabin. Halfway down the passage, the Deacon suddenly remembered the disgusting filth that had awaited him last time. As he stepped through the cabin door, he involuntarily held his breath and shut his eyes.
Clang!
Something heavy slammed into Dadaab's tank. He yelped with alarm and staggered forward. Another blow knocked him to his stomach. Methane hissed from a fracture in his tank.
Have mercy! Dadaab shrieked, curling into a ball and covering his face with his spiny forearms. He heard a series of guttural exclamations and felt something kick the back of one of his legs. Dadaab parted his arms ever so slightly and peeked through the crack. The alien was tall and muscular. Most of its pale flesh was covered by a fitted cloth jumpsuit. Teeth bared and holding a red metal cylinder above its mostly hairless head, the thing looked savage, not at all like something that might possess a holy relic. The alien lashed out with one of its heavy boots, striking Dadaab's leg a second time. It shouted more angry and unintelligible words.
Please, Dadaab whimpered, I don't understand.
But his pleas only seemed to anger the alien. It stepped forward, cudgel raised for a killing blow. Dadaab shrieked and covered his eyes. But the blow never came. Dadaab heard the cylinder bounce off the rubbery floor and roll to a stop against the side of the cabin. Slowly, the deacon uncrossed his arms. The alien's mouth was open, but it didn't speak. It teetered back and forth, grasping for its head. Then all at once, its arms slacked. Dadaab scooted backward as the alien careened face first onto the floor, right between his legs. He heard a nervous bleat and looked up. Lighter than some floated in the cabin's doorway. Three of its tentacles were tucked defensively close to its sacks. The fourth stuck straight out, quivering in what Dadaab initially took for fear. But then he realized Lighter than some was trying to speak, struggling to form the simplest Hurragach sign. One. A clamor of clawed feet in the passage heralded the shipmistress's approach. She shoved past the Hurragach, brandishing her plasma pistol, and cocked one of her ruby eyes at the alien's corpse.
How did it die? She asked.
Dadaab looked down. The back of the alien's skull was caved in, punctured with a ragged hole. Gingerly, Dadaab slipped two fingers inside the mortal wound. He pinched something hard in the center of the thing's brains and pulled it out for all to see. Lighter than some's hunting rock.